Call 612-623-0565.
I'm gonna kill a poor town of mama. Made me a pigskin glove.
Okay, well, that's Fine Soft Land. We're playing that. That's Kerner, Ray, and Glover. And Dave Ray passed away last Thursday, a great cultural force in Minnesota, and at least for some people. And we're kind of playing that because that was a recording from his more Blues, Rags, and Hollers in 1964. Big influence on early Beatles. Big influence on Bob Dylan, for that matter. And we just thought we'd play that. Hope perhaps Dave can hear that. We know he listens to the program occasionally. Nita Singh, are you with us?
I am here.
Great. Now, this, Nita, you're one of the 30 people that we've said in the magazine, and we're saying on this program, people ought to watch you in 03, and the reason they ought to watch, among other things, is because you're the CEO of American Business Communication. Now, that's a company you founded, about 1990?
That's exactly right.
And things kind of changed, didn't they, in the telecommunication world when you got the 1996 telecommunications bill?
Actually, so much has changed. I don't even think you could mark it with one particular event. Certainly in today's market, you can see how much change has been going on. So we have evolved quite a bit in the last 12 years.
Well, tell us what ABC does.
ABC is a telecommunications management firm, and basically we help businesses manage their telecommunications needs and costs through four specific ways. We help them audit and inventory all of their services to make sure that they're only being billed for the services that they have and at the right rates. We help them renegotiate their contracts, and that would be all of their contracts, voice, cellular, equipment. We help them through the procurement process, which is if they're out in the market looking for a new technology to implement or looking for new equipment, PBXs, phone systems, if you will. We help them analyze their needs and then help them write RFPs and purchase that equipment or technology, sometimes even making sure that they even need the technology. And the fourth component is what we've coined as telemanagement, where we can be doing any component of those particular things on an ongoing basis for a company where they're actually outsourcing to us on a monthly basis.
Well, Nita, we're speaking to Nita Singh, who founded American Business Communication, one of the business leaders that we've identified as one of the 30 to watch in 2003. You have approximately 20 years of experience in telecommunications, so you've been around this this area a long time. One of the interesting claims that is made by ABC due to the services that you do render is that you've saved many of your clients a total in excess of $100 million.
That's right.
And I noticed that in one of the articles, and there have been a lot of articles about your success, one of the articles makes the point that over 90%, and everyone listening before you drive off the road here, 90 for those people listening to us in the car radio.
Exactly.
Over 90% of the bills that you're called to look at contain errors.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing.
Now, before you go into that, let me just ask you one question. With regard to the 90% of errors, are they randomly distributed as errors, half of them in behalf of the customer and half on behalf of the company? Or most of those errors seem to be more favoring the company than the customer?
Well, I think in order to answer that accurately, I'd have to say that we see them all over the board.
Sure.
I don't know that I could really pool them into one bucket or another. We tend to see billing errors that are, one could call them a customer error because the customer missed it, but it really initiated at the billing company's end. So it's hard to really pull those apart and give them a place. What we do know is that the bills are so confusing. They're difficult to read. They're difficult to decipher. Generally, it's the AP department that's paying them. They're not trained in any type of a telecom auditing process. Therefore, they continue to be paid for a very long period of time. And by the time someone like our company comes in and does a thorough in-depth audit, you know, we find a lot of money.
Well, I was going to say, I bet it's more frequent that you find refunds than that you find situations where your customer ought to be paying the phone company more money.
That would be pretty accurate. You know, it has happened on a couple of occasions, to be completely fair to the telecommunications providers as well. We have found situations where a customer had, let's say, X many lines, and they were actually being billed for less than that. But you're right, it's definitely the exception to the rule.
When you do an audit, let's assume for a moment that I'm a company. Well, let me ask you first. What size company would be kind of typical of the size company you get called in to help?
Well, generally speaking, it's kind of medium to large companies. That's where you find multiple locations, lots of billing confusion, very difficult for any one telecommunications person and or a financial analyst to manage. And that's where we get the biggest bang for our buck and return to our customer base as well.
We're speaking to Anita Singh, President and CEO of American Business Communication, a company that helps you with all aspects of telecommunication, one of the 30 business leaders to watch in 03. Let's, for my hypothetical, assume that I've got 1,000 employees, I've got 9 locations, 3 of them in Minnesota, 6 in other parts of the country. Let's make one of those in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
How would you do an audit? How would you get your hands around the question? My CFO or his assistant in charge of this part of procurement says, I think we're overpaying and nobody seems to have an idea what our bills really ought to be. Mm-hmm. What do you do?
Well, generally speaking, Vance, we're brought in from the top down.
Mm-hmm.
So it is usually the CFO or someone like the CEO or treasurer, someone who's going to be directly affected with the finances of that organization that brings someone like ABC in. And when we are brought in, we literally take over that component for a period of time. All the bills are funneled through us. They're copied and sent to us prior to being paid so that any mistakes don't continue. And once we are able to get our arms around every component of their telecom, then it's thoroughly audited piece by piece. And where we find errors, then we can go back. We've gone back as far as 6-7 years.
And are companies entitled to the audit back that far?
Once again, I'm going to give you the typical answer, which is it depends. It depends on how that error occurred, whose part that error was on. If a customer actually asked that certain services be disconnected, and they never were, and they continue to be billed for them, and they continue to pay for them, absolutely, we've got a very valid request to go back and get full credit.
What do you use, without giving away your trade secrets here, in my hypothetical, And I take it that the fact that one of the big units is in Canada is not a barrier to your auditing activity.
No, it's not.
What do you use software? I mean, you get all the bills, they funnel through you. Do you have various kinds of software that help you look for certain kinds of patterns?
That's an interesting point that you bring up, because I do know that there's a variety of companies out there that do use particular software
mm-hmm.
packages. We have really shied away from that. We developed a software package internally at one point. But what we find, Vance, is that so much of what we find with human eyes, not with electronic eyes. Electronic eyes are going to skip over the same mistakes that are being skipped over right now. So literally, it's very people-intensive. Every bill is being looked at by a human being. We are keying them into certain spreadsheets, if you will, that we've developed and certain processes. But a consultant who is trained in doing this type of auditing actually touches and feels every invoice.
Well, that raises the question I wanted to get to also. How do you find these people? How do you train them? What kind of backgrounds? Are there certain kind of personality traits, natively suspicious people or whatever? I mean, how do you train? It is human intensive. How do you train these people?
We have been accused of hiring conspiracy theorists.
Wow.
I have Stone ought to be heard.
We have been so fortunate. If there's any area that I think has really helped ABC become the company that it is, it's our employees. And I think, I think it bodes well with the company as well as the employees, but we've really been able to attract phenomenal talent from within the industry. And these are people who have come to know ABC and understand the integrity and what it is that we stand for. And in dealing with them, when they do decide to make a move from the organizations that they're with, we get a lot of resumes. We don't run a lot of ads for people. In fact, it's not uncommon for us to have 2-3 consulting candidates waiting in the wings for us to add additional accounts.
We're speaking to Anita Singh, President and CEO of American Business Communication, one of the 30 business leaders to watch in 03. How many employees do you have?
Right now we're at 12, and we've got an open position that we're trying to fill within the next 30 days.
Let's talk about some of the other functions. Now, one of the things that must have changed in your world among so much, you're right, so much has changed in telecommunication, but nowadays I would think that you have, in addition to POTS, plain old telephone service, you've got, some form of internet connection, either T1 or ISDN lines or DSL or whatever. You've got perhaps dedicated lines. You may have a virtual network involvement, wireless networks. Many of those are billed by the same company or are billed with several companies operating together to give that kind of service. What that must make it a great deal more complicated. What kinds of, can you tell us if any one of those types of services is more error prone than others, or is it randomly distributed?
Well, I can tell you that if you have a service that you're paying a flat fee for that doesn't have a lot of other billing components to it, for instance, like internet access, you're probably not going to see a lot of mistakes there. You're going to catch them pretty readily. You know if you're paying X for internet access every month, if X isn't what you're being billed, that you've got a problem.
Sure.
Where we start to find a lot of the mistakes and the errors is when you've got multiple services billing on one invoice, where it has multiple components. For instance, if you look at just, you know, you talk about plain old telephone service, well, let's talk about plain old long distance.
Yeah.
How difficult could that be? But you'd be surprised how many problems we find in just plain old long distance. And that's where the billing increment isn't what it's supposed to be. That's where the rate, because it's fractionalized, is not rounding up correctly to where it should be. We get a different rate for intrastate versus interstate.
Oh, sure.
Coming from somewhere else. And any one of those components could be wrong, so on the surface it could look as though the bill is correct. And that's really where you find a lot of those problems. You also find them when you see a lot of different charges appearing on your bill. You see a lot of new taxes showing up, a lot of federal fees showing up.
Oh, yes.
And you know, once you start adding up all of those components or the multiple component bill, they're just riddled with problems.
I would think, too, that you ever have the problem of phone calls initiated in state A, it goes to state B, and state A doesn't have the same tax as state B, and do you ever have a situation where one taxing authority tries to inappropriately tax incoming or outgoing calls that didn't come within that tax jurisdiction?
Yeah, funny you should bring that up. We did have an instance. In fact, it was a fairly serious incident where actually there was an attorney involved who really wanted to take a class action.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. And so we did do a lot of background supportive work for that particular law firm because they, you know, we were able to uncover through an audit that a particular organization was absolutely misbilling for the way they were billing their taxes. And there's absolutely no way that any typical organization, no matter how large or how small, could really uncover that unless you knew the taxing laws.
We've been speaking, Anita, thanks for being with us. Anita Singh, who is the president and CEO of American Business Communication, Fascinating Company Successful, a company that will help you save money when it comes to your various telecommunication needs, and one of the 30 business leaders to watch in 03. When we come back, we'll be talking to one of the other 30 business leaders to watch in 03. We'll also talk about some of the other news that hasn't gotten the emphasis we think it ought to get, so we'll give it to it. And we have Twin City Business Views. We have all of that coming up right here on 950 Business Radio, KCCO, the strong voice of business in Minnesota. Come on back.